You are now listening to
the Primal Armor Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Home Gym Con. This is the first conference dedicated to home gym fanatics. At this event, you'll have the opportunity to get your hands on hundreds of pieces of equipment, get exclusive discounts and items for your gym, learn from industry experts, and much more. The conference starts on April 14th in French Lick, Indiana. Visit homegymcon.com to order your tickets and use the code PRIMAL to save 10% on your purchase. Using that code also donates 10% of the proceeds to Huntington's disease research. Join myself, as well as all of your other favorite brands and sponsors this April, by going to homegymcon.com today and ordering your tickets using our special code. Welcome back to episode 76 of the Primal Armor Podcast. In the last few months, we've been hitting nutrition really hard. That's because I think nutrition is one of the most important, if not the most important, pillars to your overall health. The saying, you can't out-exercise a bad diet, is so true. It's easy to eat 100 calories, and you can get that in just a couple of M&Ms. But to burn that off is going to take 10 times as long and 10 times the effort. And I've said this many times before on the podcast, you only get one body, so you better be treating it correctly and putting in the correct fuel. You don't go putting cheap gas in a Lamborghini, so why put cheap fuel into your body? We can put a price value on a Lamborghini, and there's always another one out there. But you can't put a price value on your body because you're not going to be getting another one. This week, I want to focus on the topic of eating out at restaurants and the effects that it has on your nutrition. I get it. It's so easy to go out to eat, whether that's at a fast food restaurant or going to a sit-down restaurant. That's so much easier than sitting down on a Sunday afternoon for a few hours and meal prepping, or taking 10, 20, 30 minutes each night to cook after a long day at work. But restaurants are killing your gains and killing your body. Fast food restaurants order their foods in massive quantities since they can sell so many $1 burgers and large fries so quick. But because they order it in such big quantities, they're also chock full of sodium and other preservatives, and it also loads them with calories. You can make a burger at home that has minimal ingredients and has moderate calories, but you order a burger at McDonald's and it's filled with a whole bunch of ingredients you can't even pronounce. And then you're eating over 1,000 calories, and it doesn't even make you feel full. It's because they engineer these foods to make you want more so they can make more money. And they're so small and so cheap. So as a moderate-sized adult, it's easy to order a couple of them to complete a full meal. And that's so much easier than cooking at home. I get it. Even going out to a sit-down restaurant has its appeals. You get a whole menu of options, and you don't have to do any of the thinking or any of the cooking. It just gets plopped down on your table. The problem with the restaurants here in America is they've blown our portion sizes out of the water, and now we're eating 2 to 3 times more than we were back in the day. Think about it. In your pantry, you got what you think is a regular plate and what you think is a small plate. But in reality, the small plates is what we should actually be eating on, and the big plates have no place in the kitchen. And we usually eat off those big plates, and then we go take those big plates and get seconds. So we're actually eating fourths of what we should actually be eating. Think about it, a super fancy restaurant, or even fine dining, or anything overseas that you've been seeing. They give you what you deem as tiny portion sizes, and they're usually on those small plates. But those are actually the amount of calories that you should be eating. You just see the mega plates here in American restaurants and think you need to be overindulging at restaurants. And that's probably why every single time that you leave a restaurant, you feel like your belly's about to explode. And restaurants feed off these big plate sizes. The average item on a Cheesecake Factory menu is over 2,000 calories. That's the daily recommended intake for the average person. And you're getting that in one meal. And that's not even counting your drink, or an appetizer, or the desserts that are on the menu. And that's why these calories add up so quickly, and then so do the pounds. The best thing you could ever do at a restaurant is to get a doggy bag the second that your plate hits the table, and save half of it for later. We eat so quick that we don't know how full we are, and then we end up eating the whole thing, and then feeling like crap afterwards when it actually hits our stomachs. If you limit the amount of food available to you, you can't eat like that or feel like that. And that's why you need to try the doggy bag trick and the small plate trick at home. It saves so many calories and so many pounds. And I know I say we a lot of the time on this podcast, and that's because I struggle with all these things too. I don't try to play myself off as perfect. And topics like these come to life because it's things that I struggle with in my daily life. And I know if I do, plenty of you guys do too. And who likes looking in the mirror and feeling like shit? I know I don't. And that's why I consistently need to remind myself of these things. And this is my reminder to you. It's easy to eat out, and it's easy to save that time. But what's not easy is looking in the mirror and hating what you see. So don't let food control your life. You control your food. I hate giving up power to someone else or something else. In no way am I going to let food be the thing that's overpowering me. We go to the gym to get strong. So we want to be strong in all aspects of our life. So don't let food be stronger than you. It's hard to get strong in the gym quick, but it's easy to be stronger than the food choices presented in front of you. So take these tips going forward. Start trying to use smaller plates when you're around the house or at family holidays. So that way when you get seconds, it's half the amount of calories that you were eating from before. Save half your meal for later. That cuts your calorie intake in half, and you get another meal later, instead of having to try to think of another food idea later. Use these couple tips and start seeing what these saved calories can do over the span of days, weeks, and even months, and see what that can do for you. You'll definitely be surprised. This episode is sponsored by Executive Fit LLC. They build custom deadlift platforms, custom barbell storage pieces, and make indoor and outdoor signage for your home or corporate gym. Every platform that pairs with a rack is customized to that specific rack, so everything fits nice and clean. And they ship nationwide. Each platform has a logo applied in a way that makes it impossible to peel up from wear and tear. They even make custom nameplates for your squat rack. Visit executivefitllc.com to request a quote and see what's available on their store. That's executivefitllc.com to upgrade your deadlift game today. I just want to thank you for listening to today's podcast, and we'll see you back here again next week.